Hello, and welcome to the Bedtime Storycast, the podcast where I talk and you fall asleep. My name is Mike, and I invite you to get comfortable under the covers. Take a few deep breaths in and out, and settle in as we listen to another soothing bedtime story entitled The Dreamer's Garden. Sweet dreams. In a quiet, picturesque village nestled between rolling hills and lush forests, there lived a young girl named Alara. Now, she had a unique gift, one that she didn't fully understand, but she cherished dearly. Every night, when she closed her eyes, she embarked on extraordinary journeys through her dreams. Now, Alara's dreams were not like ordinary dreams. No, they were vivid, magical, and sometimes they even seemed more real than the waking world. In her dreams, she could travel to distant lands, meet fantastical creatures, and explore hidden realms. Her dreams were her sanctuary, a place where she could be anything and go anywhere. One warm summer evening, as the sun dipped below the horizon and painted the sky in shades of pink and gold, Alara felt the familiar drowsiness tugging at her eyelids. She knew it was time for her nightly adventure. So she lay down in her cozy bed, nestled beneath a quilt her grandmother had lovingly stitched, and closed her eyes. And as she drifted into slumber, her world transformed. She found herself standing at the edge of a dense, enchanted forest. The trees, tall and ancient, whispered secrets to the breeze. The air was filled with the scent of blooming wildflowers, and fireflies danced in the twilight. Alara knew this place well, for it was the Dreamer's Garden, her most cherished realm. In the Dreamer's Garden, the flowers were not just flowers. They were living beings with thoughts and feelings. Ilara's first stop was always the Garden of Whispers, where the tulips were known for their wisdom. She knelt beside a bed of crimson tulips and whispered her secrets to them. "Tell me, dear tulips," she murmured, "what do you dream of tonight?" The tulips rustled gently, their petals trembling in response to her words. they shared their dreams with her, tales of ancient love stories, and their longing to see the world beyond the garden. Ilara listened intently, soaking in the wisdom of the tulips, before moving on to the next part of her dream. With a flick of her imagination, Ilara was transported to the banks of a tranquil, shimmering river. The River of Dreams was a place of reflection and introspection. Ilara dipped her fingers into the cool water and watched as ripples carried away her worries and doubts. She whispered her hopes into the river, knowing that they would be carried into the world of dreams, where they might one day come true. The moon began to rise, casting its silvery glow across the garden. And Ilara continued her journey, her feet carrying her deeper into the forest. She came upon a glade where fireflies flitted about, their tiny lanterns casting a warm, ethereal light. This was the glade of imagination, where dreams took on vivid shapes and colors. As Ilara walked through the glade, the fireflies gathered around her, weaving intricate patterns of light in the air. She watched in awe as the lights formed into fantastical creatures, dragons, unicorns, and griffins. They danced and frolicked, inviting her to join in their whimsical revelry. And one particular firefly, brighter and more enchanting than the rest, caught Ilara's attention. It led her to a hidden pond where the surface of the water rippled like liquid glass. The firefly landed on her outstretched hand, and Ilara could feel a connection, as if the firefly was guiding her to something important. And with a gentle flick of her wrist, the firefly transformed into a shimmering key, its delicate wings turning into intricate patterns of silver. Ilara knew that this key held the secret to a door that had always intrigued her in the dreamer's garden. A door she had never been able to open. The key fit perfectly into the ornate lock of the mysterious door. And with a soft click, it swung open to reveal a realm she had never seen before. Beyond the door lay the forgotten forest, a place forgotten even by the oldest trees of the dreamer's garden. The forgotten forest was a realm of ancient magic and lost dreams. Here, the trees had faces etched with wisdom, and the whispers of the wind carried the echoes of long forgotten stories. Ilara felt a sense of awe and trepidation as she ventured deeper into this mystical realm. And as she walked among the towering trees, she noticed a glimmer of light in the distance. And following the light, she came upon a clearing where a majestic phoenix stood, its feathers ablaze with the colors of the setting sun. The phoenix turned to Ilara and spoke with a voice like a melodious symphony. "Welcome, dreamer," it said. "I have been waiting for you." Ilara was taken aback. "Waiting for me? But I've never been here before." The phoenix nodded, its fiery eyes filled with wisdom. "You may not have been here in the waking world, but you have always carried a piece of this realm within your heart. You are the dreamer, and the dreamer's garden is your home." The phoenix went on to explain that the forgotten forest held the dreams that had been lost and forgotten by people in the waking world. And Ilara had been chosen to be the guardian of these dreams, to breathe life back into them and help them find their way into the hearts of those who needed them. And overwhelmed with gratitude, with a sense of purpose, Ilara accepted her role as the guardian of the forgotten forest. She spent countless nights in the dreamer's garden, bringing forgotten dreams to life and sharing them with the world. And as the years passed, the people in her village noticed a change in Ilara. She seemed wiser, more compassionate, filled with a sense of wonder that inspired those around her. Her dreams not only brought joy and inspiration to others, but they also helped heal the hearts of those in need. And so, every night, as Alara closed her eyes and ventured into the dreamer's garden, she knew that her dreams were not just her own, but a gift to be shared with the world. The dreamer's garden had become a place of hope, where dreams never faded, and where the magic of imagination could light up even the darkest of nights. In the waking world, Alara's presence continued to shine as brightly as the moonlight that bathed the dreamer's garden, for she had discovered the true power of dreams and the limitless potential of the human heart. And as she closed her eyes each night, she knew that her journey as the dreamer would continue, bringing enchantment and wonder to all who believed in the magic of dreams.